Radio Upper West is the last regional FM station to be established by GBC 15 years ago. As the public service broadcaster marks its 80th anniversary, correspondent Swala Abdul-Wahab looks at the role Radio Upper West has played in empowering people of the region to demand accountability from people in authority.
Radio Upper West. At least provide the basic for your children and talk with your children.
This is Radio Upper West, transmitting on 90.1 and 93.9 megahertz. It broadcast in three languages, English, Dagari, and Sesali. The station was established as the last regional FM station of GBC in 2000. Chris Alalula, a former acting regional director of the station, recollects how it was established.
You know, the Upper West was created in 1983 and until 1994. That is 10 years or 11 years down the line, there was no regional office of the GBC in Upper West. And it was the regional coordinating council then that thought that no, it's long overdue. And so they had to get GBC management to send somebody to establish the regional office. But the regional coordinating council thought that no, Bauga is so far away, how can people come here and do programs and go back and there will be fresh programs? And it entailed costs. Then the management of GBC said, yes, it's good we have a station here, but at the moment we do not have money. And the regional coordinating council said, no, we will be able to put up a radio station.
Before the establishment of Radio Upper West, people of the region used to listen to Ura Radio in the Upper East region in the 90s through a booster station at Hain in the Jurapa district. The station runs programs including agriculture, road safety, culture, and health. A former presenter and now the administrator of the station, Sedu Bamanjo, says the station has helped in ensuring accountability on the part of public office holders.
In fact, the station has been very instrumental in raising awareness about sanitation, development, and even calling for accountability on the part of political leadership. For example, in time past, there was a program called Upper West Speaks. That's the segment I used to love so much, where you see ordinary people being given voice to call for accountability from all angles.
My full name is Lariba Edif. Radio Upper West, you are into all sectors, agriculture, health, education. I can't see where I will say you are not there to educate people as far as radio programs are concerned.
Radio Upper West, giving you the best. 91.1, giving you so much fun. Radio Upper West
is the mouthpiece of the region. It has impacted positively on the lives of people of the region and beyond. There is no doubt that Radio Upper West as a public broadcaster may not have everything right. People of the region believe the station needs to change the way it goes about its programs. As GBC celebrates its 80th anniversary, Radio Upper West is also celebrating its 15th anniversary. Where do people of the region want the station to be in the next 15 years?
Radio Upper West should be on the internet, because we have our brothers and sisters across the world, in the diaspora, wherever you can find them. Apart from tuning in to a radio set, you can find a station. Now we have gone global. And now that GBC has been talking about digital migration, why don't we even allow some of these local FMs to be on the web?
She used to act some drama, and it's all about the illiteracy. People don't know this loss of our land and how our men or families are always kind of cheating on we, the women. And I think that thing should continue.
I think that the station should be a station of excellence in the next 15 years. I think that they should have some equipment, improvement in the equipment, and they should do more, giving the voice the voiceless.
Radio Upper West has empowered people to demand accountability from the leadership of the region. Farmers have been educated on how to improve on their yields and where to get good market for their produce. As Radio Upper West joins its mother station, GBC, to mark its 80th anniversary, a lot is expected of the station. And the promise remains that Radio Upper West will continue to be the voice of the voiceless and champion the development of the region. For Radio Ghana, Swala Abdul-Wahab.